We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Samach Tesem Beis, and we are starting around seven lines from the top. Tana Rabbanan. First four lines Askinon. Tana Rabbanan. Hamishuleles b'bnok tana katon v'heraba. If a isha is playing around with her son who's a katon, and Mishuleles means rashes loshon pritzes. That means she's touching Aisa Makam together with that b'nok katon. V'heraba, and he was made a hara to her. So Beisham Yomrim postal menakuna. It's like say like a bia with her son, and she's postal menakuna. Or Beisilam Machshirim. Beisil holds no, she's kosher. Now what's pshat in this machlekes? And what qualifies machlekes? Omer Amchir read the Rabbi Amchir Yomer Rav Chista. V'Amri Lo Omer Chista Amaziri. Hakol Moedim Meben Teisha Shon V'Yebechad. Everyone agrees that a 9-year-old already should be also be, and therefore Hara will make her apostle for Truma, no trial about it, for Pekuna, no trial about it. Pachas ben Shmoyna, less than 8, Shein be also be, it's not a be. What's Machlekes Lenechla ben Shmoyna, 8-9. Beisham Eisavri, Gamri, Medarish Hashoyna. We learn from the Darish Hashoyna, which will prove soon in the next rest of the Amud, that Darish Hashoyna gave birth at 8, so their royal be at 8 is old already. We still some Legamri, Medarish Hashoyna, you'll learn from Darish Hashoyna. And Darius Hashoinim were different. What's pshat? Either they became a godel quicker in those days, or there was certain maisenisim that happened in those days. So we don't learn from Darius Hashoinim because the shtana ativim. So the machlekes of Shem just is if an 8-year-old can have bia or not. That's the machlekes. Now it bothers me. I did not find this kasha somewhere that if the machlekes of Shem is simple, if an 8-year-old can have bia, why do you have to give such a funny case on Masalelas Bnei HaKatan? Just give a case. Like there's a whole Mishnah that's brought down from Masechet Nida, we had it on the Nehemiah base. All the dinim of Ben Teisha Shonim, it says, Ben Teisha Yevechad, Abali Vimto, Ikana, Veinim, Noisi Gash, Yag, the whole Stukot Ayah there. So say that Ben Shonim says, no, it's from 8 years old. Well, you have to give him a case of Hamasalelas Bnei HaKatan, Veheraba, Apostle Makuna, that's what bothers me. This is Machlek, you have to know why. I didn't see anyone ask the Kasha. If someone listens to local raid back and has a pshat, let me know. So to Gemara Vayit. The Doris Hashem Noam Doyle. We have now a Shtikl Garat, like a Shtikl Garata, a Bissel Chumash Rashi, and different things, a Bissel Nach, to figure out if someone, we define by the earlier Doris that the people were male at 8 years old. The Doris Hashem Noam Doyle, Ilema, if it's from the Pasuk Nechsiv. It says in the Pasuk, so now we're going to give a few Pesukim and prove that the it's possible to give birth at 8. So Eloi Zois Bas Sheva Bas Elom Eishes Uri Achiti. Bas Sheva landed up being the wife of David HaMelech and gave birth to Shloima HaMelech. Now Bas Sheva was the daughter of Elom. V'chsiv, he was the daughter of Eliam. I don't want to say it right. Eliam. Bas Sheva was the daughter of Eliam. And the Pasuk says that Eliam was the son of Achitophel. So Achitophel was the grandfather of Bathsheba and the great-grandfather of Shlomo HaMelech. So Eliam Achitophel Agiloini, B'ksiv, V'yishlach B'yad Nosan Novi, when Shlomo HaMelech was born, so Nosan Novi sent, V'yikra Shmo Yedidya, Bavur Hashem, he was, Hashem loved him, so we called him Yedidya. B'ksiv, V'yihi, so that's Shlomo comes to Bathsheba, his grandfather's Achitophel, remember that. Says that at that time Shlomo was born, it says 2 years later, Vahil Shustaim Yom of Yu Goizim La Avishalom. So Avishalom had an older brother Amnon who was Mizana with Avishalom's sister Tamar. And Tamar was very distraught about it, and Avishalom hated Amnon for that reason. Now Avishalom, every time he used to cut his wool once a year, he made a big cutting ceremony, he was very happy because he was a big panasa, he used to make a big suda. And at that time, this is after 2 years after Shlomo HaMelech was born, he went up to David HaMelech and said, please come to my Suda. I want you to come to my Suda. He knew David HaMelech would not listen because it doesn't pass for David HaMelech, who's a king, to come drink with the oil at a party. It doesn't pass. But he begged him, please come, I need you to come to the Suda. He said, no, it doesn't pass, I'm not coming to the Suda. So he said, okay, you know what? Send Amnon, send him to Bechar, send Amnon. Because this was part of his stick. He wanted him to send Amnon. He knew if he starts with Amnon, he's not going to. He said, first, talk to Amnon. Well, it felt bad. Okay, Amnon could come. He sent Amnon with all his other children to this big Suda of Avshalom. Maisa Avshalom, at this Suda, he commanded his Na'arim, his people, to get Amnon nice drunk and then kill him. And Kachava, they killed Amnon. And David HaMelech, of course, was very distraught. He just killed one of his kids. This is Bechar. This is the next in line to be next king. Amnon. Avshalom killed him. So because of that, Avshalom had to run away. B'chsib, Avshalom barach v'yelech Geshura. He went to his grandfather in Geshura. He ran away. And this is, that's, they're 3 years. And now remember, Shlomo HaMelech now was five. 2 years after he was born was the whole story where he killed Amnon. Now 3 years later, he's still in Geshurah. It's five, when Shlomo is five. V'ksiv, v'yeshu Avshalom b'Yerushalayim sh'stayin yom, v'pnei melech ra'ah. It says that Avshalom returned to Yerushalayim. For 2 years, he's back in Yerushalayim. He didn't see his father at all. So this is already, Shlomo HaMelech is 7 years old. L'maisa, and it says that then Yoav did some, the reason why he came back is that Yoav went to David with a whole story, and therefore he let him back come back, and he wanted to make shalom with Avshalom. L'maisa made shalom after, when Shlomo HaMelech was 7 years old, he made shalom with Avshalom. And at that time, Avshalom went ahead and decided he's going to lead a rebellion against David HaMelech, and Kachava. He had a huge rebellion, and it was almost Gmamish going to win. David HaMelech had to run away from Yerushalayim already. And Achitofel told him that, Achitofel, which is Shlomo HaMelech's great-grandfather, told Avshalom that, I'm giving you a etza. Go run after David now and kill him. Don't wait. And Achitofel did not listen. And Avshalom did not listen. Achitofel was very upset. He didn't listen to his idea. So see inside. Abom Shana means 40 years from when they asked for a king. It's 37 years after David HaMelech became king. Vayim Avshalom HaMelech, Elkanah, I'm going to go to Chevron. Let me just read a pasuk inside because I'm not sure this exact pasuk. Elcha na v'ashalim es nidri asher nadat l'Hashem v'chevron. Uchsiv, it says, v'achetuv v'roak yiloi nesesai etzosai. He saw that Avshalom did not listen to him to go kill David. V'yachmish es chamar v'yokam v'yelech al beisai. He went back to his city, al iroi v'yitzav al beisai v'yichonek v'yomos v'yikover v'kev v'aviv. And he died at that time. So he dies when Shlomo HaMelech is 7 years old. Keep that in mind. Shlomo HaMelech is seven when he dies. V'chsiv, it says, apostolic, anche doma mirim l'yachzameim. People who fight and trick people, they're not l'yachzameim. They won't live half their lifetime. 70 years old is a normal lifespan. They won't live half of that. V'tanya, kol shnoisav shal doyeg adoyimi, who gave the ear, they gave the idea about noiv irakhanim, ain't el shnoisav shal was only 34, vashalachetoyful only lived, ain't el shnoisav shal only lived 33 years. Okay, now we got that, now we can start working with the math. He was 33 when he died, remember, Shlomo HaMelech is 7. So kama havilo tlosim tlas, he was 33. Dal sheva, take off 7, so 33 minus 7 is how much? 26. Sheva davah shlomo, apostle esmashis. Now, he is 26, okay? Now remember, he was 26 when Shlomo HaMelech was born. So it means when he was 26, he had had Eliam, Basheva, and Shlomo. Three generations. He was a great-grandfather when he was 26 years old. That's what comes out. Because Shlomo HaMelech is now 7, and he's 33 when he dies. So when Shlomo HaMelech is born, he's 26. He's 26 when Shlomo HaMelech is born. So in 26 already, he was a great-grandfather. They already had Basheva, and Basheva already had Shlomo. He was a great-grandfather when he was 26. Okay. Now, it takes time to be pregnant also, so you have to take that off the cheshbon also. It's each pregnancy, we're talking about three pregnancies, Eliam, and Basheva, and Shlomo. They could see that's eight. That's 7 months minimum each one. 7 times 3 is 21. Then there's a month for each of those, for you made Tyra, Anita, that's a month, 8 months. Eight months, 3 times 8 is how much? Oh, 24, very good, how much? 2. That's 2 years. So 3 times 8 is 24. Huh? No, three pregnancies. The pregnancy of Eliam.
What?
I know, so the Tyson's Baba is only Tyra at all, really, because three different generations, but whatever, the three different people. But the Rashi puts it a month there. So 3 times 8 is 24. 24 is 2 years. So now 26 minus 2 years, 24. 24 divided by 3 is 8. Means each person was giving birth when they were 8 years old. That's what it turns out.
Starts with 26.
Minus 2 is 24, and 24 divided by 3 is 8. So each person had to be 8 years old. Basically, when he was 8, he had Aliyah. Yeah, when he was 8, when Achitev was 8 years and 8 months, he had Eliam. When Eliam was 8 years and 8 months, he had Basheva. When Basheva was 8 years and 8 months, she had Shlomo HaMelech. So you see, Darius and Shoyim gave birth while they're 8. Now, read it inside now. So, Dal Tarti Shni L'tlosebur for 3 pregnancies. Shtakach, T'chochad V'chad B'tamni Eilid. Each one gave birth in when they were 8 years old. So it's a riot. The Darius and Shoyim gave birth at 8 years old. so ra'ah. So maybe ladies different. So very good question. What's the right? Dilma tavayu b'teisha. Maybe both of them early. Maybe both of them were 9 years old. So that knocks about 18. So you're left with 6 years. Bathsheva, elida b'shis. Bathsheva gave birth at six. Mishum the isya bari. A lady is shtarka, could give birth at six. Bathsheva had even a child from David even before this. And he died. The child died because of the Aveira. He died. The child died. Because Nelson obviously is in the dark. So she was stronger. So it's not a riot. It's only a riot to a lady. It's not a riot to a man giving birth when they're eight. So it's not a riot. So I'm not a riot. Ela told us Terach. Terach had three children. Terach is Avram, Es Nachor, Ves Haran. Three children. Now, Pashas is that order, right? So Avram, Gold, Nachor, Shana. Nachor, Gold, Haran, Shana. Maharan, Shana. Nimta Avram, Gold, Shay, Shana, Maharan. Remember that. Avram is older than his brother Haran, 2 years. Now, Haran is also his Mechutin. B'ksiv, v'yikach Avram v'nachalem nashim. They took nashim. Who were their nashim? The nashim were the children of Haran. It says in the pasuk, v'yikach Avram v'nachalem nashim. Shem Esh Avram Sarai, v'shem Esh Nachar Milka bas Haran, avi Milka v'avi Yiska. So who is? So Haran is the father of Yiska. Who is Yiska? Yiska was Sarah. V'am Rabbi Yitzchak, Yiska is Sarah. V'am Yitzchak Yiska. She soicha beruach kodesh. She could see with Ruach Kodesh. Listen to Sarah. Listen to my Yishmael. Sarah was actually a bigger Navi than Avram even. Everyone gazes at her. Okay, that establishes that. So Haran's Sarah's father. Remember, Haran's 2 years younger than Avram Avinu. That I'm 100 and she's 90 and have a baby. So how do you see? Kam kosh Avram Sarah es shonim. Avram is older than Sarah 10 years. V'koshes ma'avu atartishnim, and he's older than Sarah's father by 2 years. Ishtakach. So now it means like this: that when Avram was 10, Haran was 8, and when Avram was 10, Sarah was born. So Haran must have been 8. So ishtakach yelida Haran siklara, a boy, a man can give birth at 8. So it's a riot when you ate. So no, it's not a riot. Why? Maybe he was the youngest brother. It says, Avram, Nachram, Haran. Maybe Haran was 10 years older than Avram, maybe. I was trying this order. What's trying the order? So he says, we're just doing the order of the Chachma, order of their knowledge of Tiras Hashem, Avayas Hashem. That's what it is. And the biggest was Avram. Teda. The Chazal Kotor, the Achmasa, bring a other raya from a different pasuk that we always count Derech Achmasa. The Chazal is in the pasuk. He noyach mecham eshanim shana. He was 500 years, and then he had children. Vayel noyach Hashem eshcham v'asyafes. So it sounds like Shem is the oldest. Shem gold mecham shana, mecham gold v'asyafes shana. Nimtza Shem gold v'asyafes shana. And it turns out that he should be 2 years after the Mabul, he would be 102. V'chsev noyach ben sheish mei shana v'mabul yimayim l'aretz. When he was 600 years old, the mayim. V'chsev el tov shem ben ma'as shana v'yoros ha'pachsha sh'nosayim ha'ka ha'mabul. Shem was still 100 2 years after the Mabul. How could it be? He was born when Noyach was 500. So he should have been 102. V'mei shana bar mei v'tartu shana v'mabul. He should be 102. So must be Shem was not the oldest. He was not born when he was 500. When Yaakov was 500, it was someone else born then. El derech chachmas mikachashvulu. Hachinam yachmas mikachashvulu. Maybe it's derech chachma. So derech chachma. What's the pasuk say? Vayel noach es shem es chom ves yafes. Freitzach the pella that chom was bigger than yafes a chachma. It should have been shem yafes a chom. So freit taisvist. Small taisvist. Not on a teres. Tema. Because lichshav chom lebesayif v'krak chashas shem chom yafes a pella. Okay, we're on a teres of that. I the Rosh will say teres. I didn't have what he said. Amrav Kana, Amrisa Shemaitse Kamei the Rav's Vid Menar Adoy. Amalei, he told me that you learn out that Derech Chachmasam from the pasuk Shem Chav Yafes. I have a different raya. Atam Hachom Astitu, and I'm a Hachom Astinilo. It says, "Ulashem Yulad Gamhu Avi Kobnei Ever Achi Yafes Agado." They see from this pasuk Yafes Agado Shvachav Ava. So obviously, when it says Shem Chav Yafes, it means Derech Chachma. You don't have to arrive from the 102. It's arrived from here. Achi Yefes Agado. What's Gevaldik Arayis? That Shem was not the oldest, and therefore you have to say Derech Masam. So it comes out by Avram also. Maybe Haran was older, so you don't have a Raya. So both Rayas you brought. One Raya was Machi Taifel, and the next Raya was from Avram Avinu. Both of them did not land up panning out. We still don't know where you see it. Darius and Shainim were 8 years old when they had babies. So Mar says, I'll bring you right from Yom. No, Malcha, from this Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, Betzal, but Uri ben Chur, Mati Yud. Remember now, Betzal is the Inukul of Chur. OK, Okay, who is Hur's father? We're going to read Raya. Hur's father was Kalev. So Betzal is a great-grandson of Kalev. That means, talking about Miriam. Miriam got Tsaras. We got like Kalev as Ephras. Ephras is Miriam. Vatelo is Hur. So Kalev marries Miriam and has Hur. You see that Kalev married Miriam. So those who are learning Megillah will know from Megillah it says that Kalev married Bisya Bas Parei. Shall did he marry Miriam or Bisya Bas Parei? So I saw in a tshuva from Chaim Kievsky, someone asked him this question. He said maybe he married both of them. Kalev had two wives, or maybe one after another. He was married to Miriam and Bisya, two famous women in the Torah. V'chi Avad. Now we're saying that that's the fact that Kalev is the great grandfather of Betzal. How old is Betzal? He made the Mishkan. Chiyuvah Betzal Mishkan. Bar Kama Hava Bar Tlaiser. He was 13 years old. Chsiv Ish Melachtai. Asherim Oisim. So he's 13. Svitanya Shana Rishayna Osa Moshe Mishkan Shnia Hakim Mishkan. So the first year he was 13 when he made the Mishkan. The second year of the Mishkan, he was 14. The time of Meraglin, Betzal was 14 already. V'Shalach Meraglin Chsiv. It says in the pasuk in Yeshua that Kalev was 40 years old when the Meraglim was sent out. And the next pasuk is not negayefas. Today I'm 85 years old. Okay, so now we established that he's 40 in the second year, which is the year of Meraglim is 40. That year, Betzal is 14, huh?
Who said Betzal was 13?
Ish says the pasuk Ish that we made it was Ish. Right, maybe 50 is even worse, but at least 13. Betzal at least 13. Remember, he's a great grandson of Kalev. At least 13. He's 18 is much bigger problems. He was 13. And he's 14, Vishasta Meraglim. And we know that Kalev is 40. So Kama Havalu Arbon. Dal Arba also Dava Batal. He was 14. Apostle Esmishis. So he's 26 when his great grandson Batal is born, he is 26 when his great grandson. So now, very good schmack. So Kalev had Chur, then Chur had Uri, and Uri had Batal. All this happened by the time when Kalev was 26. So he had to have three pregnancies in the time when he's 26. So Dal Tartish the Tlasa Iburi, and 2 years after they take up the pregnancy and the main Nida, Naks is 24, and there's three people being born. Each one was born at 8, and now it's all three men. It's Oraya, it's all at 8. One more Gemara to get to the Mishnah, just make it even. It said in our Mishnah, Ben Veloy Bas. The Dafka, Ben has been so Imar, not a Bas. Tanya Omer Rabbi Shimon Bedinu Shetei Bas Ruuya Elias Kaben Tzayim Mary. Betzem a Bas could be a Ben Tzayim Mary. Why? Shakol on top Omer Aleph. Shakol Mitzuyin Etz Lo Baveira. Because she's even worse. Why does someone come Ben Tzayim Mary? Because he starts playing around with meat and wine, and he needs his stuff. He needs his food, and he's lined up killing people to get it. What about Isha who's playing around? That's much worse because she'll be Mizano. It's Mizano for money. She needs money, she'll be Mizano for money. So it's much bigger possibility for a Bas to go off than a Ben. Once someone's off, a Bas that's off can be worse. So she should be a Bas Saramar. Elog Zeris a Kosov, Ben Veloy Bas. Zeris a Kosov. Bets in Svarah can make sense, but the Zeris Kosov is Ben Veloy Bas, and therefore there is no Ben Saramar there. You can tell me that by a Ben Tzayim will worry about a chiyuv misa of Ritzicha. He might kill someone. A Bas, even when she's Mizana, it's not a chiyuv misa until she's the Eish Tzish. So the Aruch Hanan says Taka, you have to say that she's Taka Eish Tzish. She's Taka, we worry that even after she comes to Eish Tzish, she's going to be so used to making money that way that she might do it. Therefore, it's Hashem Seifa, you give her misa. Remember, it's Hashem Seifa. What's Hashem Seifa of misa? Hashem Seifa of misa means that she's Mizana even when she's the Eish Tzish.